You're listening to the audio production of Whole by His Grace, 3-Minute Devotionals for Women, published by Advent Health Press, performed by Alicia Patterson. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from the publisher. For more information about Whole Person Health Resources, please visit AdventHealthPress.com and CreationLife.com. Publisher's note: this book is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, but as a sharing of knowledge and information from the research and experience of the authors. You are advised and encouraged to consult with your healthcare professional in all matters relating to your health and the health of your family. The publisher and authors disclaim any liability arising directly or indirectly from the use of this book. A Deeper Joy, Carla Gober Park. The Lord is close to those whose hearts have been broken. He saves those whose spirits have been crushed. Psalm 34:18-19. Grief is powerful. It helps us cry when we need to cry and work through pain that is often complex. It comes and goes like waves of the ocean and stops us in our tracks like the sudden realization that we are lost or have made a wrong turn. Like a sad song, it can make us remember, even when we had not thought about remembering. Grief is difficult, powerful, healing, scary. Sometimes people say the right thing. At other times, there is no right thing to say. Grief is not two roads that diverged in a yellow wood. It is one road that doesn't diverge at all, but winds its way through sadness, joy, ups and downs, as though it were its own captain of a ship or conductor of a train. We are the riders, noses pressed to the window to catch a glimpse of a familiar landscape, only to find ourselves viewing something altogether new. Then suddenly, yes, suddenly, we notice the yellow flower pushing its way through the rocks, announcing its resurrection from death, or what seemed to be death. This is life, blooming amidst the impossible, bringing joy on the side of a cliff where unseen audiences clap and cheer. The journey of grief is never over, but at some point, we begin to believe that life really does move forward, and that the new landscape begins to bring hope. And through it all, the most loving of hands holds ours, with eternal nose pressed to the window with us, helping us know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that a second heartbeat echoes ours, in time with what we feel, and in tune with whatever song we choose to sing at the moment. I have felt grief. I know that my grief is unlike yours, but one thing is similar. When we cry, an eternal heart causes the rain to drench the earth. And when we sigh, an eternal breeze becomes a wind that roars through the trees. How do I know? Because I've seen it. What I feel, God feels more deeply. Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name or his son's name? Surely you know. Proverbs 34. He causes his wind to blow and the waters to flow. Psalm 147:18. The Lord is near.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?